Smile.
90.4 FM.
My mother, my cousins, and all my siblings were not happy with me at some point in time, and for a little while almost didn't want anything to do with me. One of them in particular was upset, my one brother.
What did you do?
We had to navigate me very nearly becoming disowned from my family as a result of this thing. On this particular occasion, my brother, we were both single, him and I, took me, we got together for a coffee, I think, in town, and he said to me, oh, we are very near to the office of this particular girl that he really likes, and he would like me to introduce her, and would I be keen? And I said, absolutely. So we walked downtown, and takes me into the building, and we go up to whatever it was, 10th floor, I think, and we buzz, and she opens up, and she's very clearly very happy to see him. And she was lovely. I won't say her name because I know she listens. Lovely. Let's call her Claire. And introduces me and happy to meet you and all those kinds of things. And she's working at this point in time. And so we depart again, spend about 10 minutes there and we leave. And he's like, what do you think? And I'm going, no, she's lovely. She's wonderful. A day or two later, I get an email from her asking me if I'd like to meet for a coffee. I didn't make anything of it. And I say, okay, let's go for a coffee. Turns out that she liked me more than she liked my brother.
So Bobby.
we had for about a month a relationship where we saw each other. She'd come over and visited me. In fact, she'd stayed over for a weekend at some point. We did this quietly without telling my brother, without telling the family. And then at some point we realized that we actually had to come out and announce the fact that we are seeing. He was still trying to court her. She and I were already.
Cease, Bobby.
Bobby Brown.
Cease.
So we had to actually say to him, look, we have gone behind your back.
No, man, she should have told him at the very start.
He was
I'm not interested.
So mad at me.
I can imagine.
Look, the thing is, I think she was at some point a little interested, but more so when she met me. And I didn't have the spine to say anything at the time because I didn't know where it was going to go. And then I still feel badly about it. He does remind me of it occasionally about, you know, how he lost out.
I would never let you forget it. Like, I would ruin so every single Christmas dinner.
We continued. We ended up in a full-on romantic relationship for a good while. But he was not pleased.
I don't blame him.
And because he was so mad, obviously, my other brother and my sister, they were mad on his behalf. My mom was like, how could you? And yeah, it was a tense few months.
Smile Breakfast. Sestot Nyeha. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.